Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Chav Tes, an art school Oiz V'Hadar edition. Perek Chamishi, starring Halacha Beis on the top of Amud Aleph. Sukkah the Mishnah, Moitzei Yontov HaRishon Shechag, Moitzei, your first Yontov of Sukkahs, are you Yoridim Le'ezaz Noshim U'mitaklim Shom Tikkun Godo. They went to the Azo, which is called Le'ezaz Noshim, and they made their big Tikkun, something they had to correct, and we're going to see in the Gemara what it is. U'minoyroi Shalzov HaYushom. Those big lanterns made out of gold. And the Yusuf of Chaim brings over here is our boss falim shel zov birashim. Each one had four buckets of gold. Each bucket had its own lantern. There were four children, young children, from Krayhanim, for the Pirchei Kehunas, meaning the young Krayhanim. They had pitchers of oil, 120 luk. They would pour the oil in each one of the buckets on the menorahs. The days of Sichas B'Shreiva, the Kohanim did not sleep. Why? In the morning, they were busy with Korban HaTomit. Then they did Korban Musaf. Then they did the Korbanos of all the Nedarim and Nedavos, all the donations that Am Yisrael brought. Then they ate and drank. Then they went to learn a little bit. Then they had Tomid in the evening. After that, Sichas HaShreiva came on the whole night. So they didn't sleep at all. Someone says an oath, he's not going to sleep for 3 days. They give him Malkus, and he has to sleep right away because it's impossible not to sleep for 3 days. Says the Gemara, they did sleep, they did doze a little bit in between, but they didn't go to sleep. What was a big tikkun they did in Ezra's Noshim? They separate the men and the women, not to allow them to be together. As we saw there, Ezra's Noshim was clear in the beginning. They made a porch on it. They made like a balcony. The women were on top and the men in the bottom. They won't mix up. What was the source? You have to separate the men and women. Midvar Torah, the fact that it says in the Novi, v'safta haaretz mishpachos mishpachos levodom. They will mourn, they will eulogize families alone. And the pasuk continues and it says, mishpachos beis David levad u'neshem levad, the family alone and the woman alone, mishpachos beis nasan levad u'neshem levad. So it says clearly in the pasuk that they split the man and the woman. Tree number one, what are we talking about over there? What was the case? What is the Navi referring to? When are we doing this hesped? So Trey Amorayim, the two Amorayim, Chadom is the hespedu shel Mashiach, is when Mashiach ben Yosef dies, he dies in the war. The Chor Norma, the other one says, is the hespedu shel Yetzirah. Then it says, Lassid Lovah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Yetzirah. Man Doma is the hespedu shel Mashiach, the one who says, we talk about the hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef, so the limud from there is as follows. Mayim b'shor shem aveilim at omar noshiv ni'atzvom van noshiv ni'atzvom. In the time of aveilus, the time of sadness, you separate the man and the woman. B'shor shem smichim, when they're happy, lo kol sheken. So of course you have to separate. So that's why in Sichas B'Shreiva Shreivo, they learn to separate the man and the woman. Man Doma is the hespedu shel Yetzirah. So the limud is as follows. Mayim b'shor shem yetzirah kayom at omar noshiv ni'atzvom van noshiv ni'atzvom. When there's no Yetzirah, you're separating the man and the woman. Meaning then they're shechting the Yetzirah and still you're separating the man and the woman. So of course today when you have the Yetzirah with all his force, you have to separate the man and the woman. So from here they learn, they separate from here, they learn they could add to Beis HaMikdosh and put a gzutstra, put a porch on top to separate the man and the woman. Ketanah Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Menorah shel Zov HaYushom, there were chandeliers, there were lanterns of gold. Parkapa Amah V'goivon Me'amo, the height was 100 Amah. Sigmavatani called the Toli Me'amin by Bosim Tlosim Mitlas. If you want to have a height of 100, you need to have a base of 33 to each side. If so, Sulma Miko, you have a ladder to one side, Tlotam Mitlas, 33. Sulma Miko, Tlotam Mitlas, to get that 66. Vatani called Azor Loi, so Elo Oyach Me'avish Moni Visheva, Elo Oyach Me'avish Loish Mechamish. The width of the Azor is only 35. And if I have two Menorahs, each one requires 66, you're already covering the whole Azor. There's no place for people to stand. Meaning they did have these lanterns, but it did not take any space. It was a ma'aseh nes, that the menorah with its base did not take space in the Azara. The Mishnah ended by saying that they had oil of 120 luk. So as the Gemara, Ma biyat kulo me'avesim luk, means that all of them together, the four children, had together 120. Each one is holding 30. Or biyat kol echad le'echad me'avesim luk, was 120. Each one of them was holding 120. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Halacha gimel zok mishnah mibili michnesei koyanim. From the worn-out michnesayim, worn-out pants of the koyanim, umem yenem, meaning from the worn-out belts, hayum afkim, they would take the threads out of it, uvem hayum adlikim, that's what they use for the wicks of the menorah. Lo yisachot zibu shalayim shalata meiru meiru beis shreifa. There wasn't a courtyard in Yerushalayim that did not have the light of the beis shreifa lighting into it. There was so much light coming from beis hamikdash that it lit the entire Yerushalayim. Continues the Gemara and with base Tani Mibili Michase Koyan Godol Madliki Mesaneiris Shibivnim. From the worn out Michasaim of the Koyan Godol, they lit the menorah inside Beis HaMikdash, the regular menorah. When Mibili Michase Koyan Hedyot and the worn out Michasaim of the Koyan Hedyot, Ayumadlikim Taneiris Shibachutz, they lit the candles outside, meaning the candles of Simchas Beis HaShreiva. Omar Shulam Barvitzro Ktiv La Alois Ner Tomit, you have to have the light that goes up nicely. Shehu Loimer Lechoisa Shalheves. Doesn't make a nice fire, lepishtam nevod, it has to be the linen, which that's what's made out of the michnasayim and the belt of the koyanim, according to this man d'omer. Says the word ma'al mafkim, what is the meaning of the word mafkim? Tirgim abchiyah kumi avyoisim avshilim, which means to create wicks out of clothing. Tani, the Chaim says that Tani is not meduyek here, because we're quoting the Mishnah. Lo yo'achatz abu shalayim shaloiso mihir mori beis ha-shrahivo, there wasn't a courtyard in Yerushalayim did not have light from Simchas beis ha-shrahivo. So says the Gemara Tani, says the Braitha, a woman can sort grain from the light of the Ma'aroch of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, v'lo ayu mo'arlos, what about Me'ila? You're benefiting from the light coming from Beis HaMikdash. Lav doma v'shu b'levi ha'reyach v'amare v'akoil en be Me'ila. Smell, sight, and sound, there's no Me'ila in it. So therefore they could do it, and it's not considered to be Me'ila. Me'ila is misusing Hegdish. That's not considered to be misusing Hegdish. Continues the Gemara and says, Shisha Koyalo Yisrael, Yishmoyim Yericho. The six voices that in Yericho you could hear them. Yericho Yishoyim Kol Shah Godol Shaniftach. They heard the big gate of Beis HaMikdash opening in the morning. Yericho Yishoyim Kol Magrefo. It's a type of music instrument. Yericho Yishoyim Kol Ha'et Shosu Ben Kotim Muchni Lakir. That's the wheel that brings the kir down into the water in order for it not to be nifsal and lino overnight. That wheel made a lot of noise to wake up the koyanim. You could hear in Yerichoy. Yerichoy Yishoyim Kol Gvini Karois. That's the person, there was a koyan, he was the vekir, he was the one who woke up the koyanim. You heard him from Yerichoy. Yerichoy Yishoyim Kol Acholil. They heard the flute playing. Yerichoy Yishoyim Kol Atzilt. The tzilto is a large music instrument. They heard that from Yerichu. So even though Yerichu is far away from Yerushalayim, they were able to hear these sounds. The Yeshua is so mad of Kodesh Kohen Gadol Shahoshu Machris Hashem Yom Kippurim. When Kohen Gadol is saying the name of Hashem Yom Kippur, they heard it till Yerichu. Yerichu and Yerichim Reach Peter Makhtarius, able to smell the smell of Peter Makhtarius. Omar Ablozer Ben Daglai, Izim Ayula Beis Abba Behare Akvar, there were goats to Abba, to father in Hare Akvar. For misatches, we reach Beit Makdash. Used to sneeze when they smell the reach Beit Makdash, meaning you smelled it very far away. Halacha da'al zog the Mishnah, Chassidim and Anshe Maaseh, the Chassidim and the people, the Tzadikim, hayu miragdim lifneim ba'avukos, they would dance in front of them with torches of fire. Vayim lifneim divrei tishbuchos and say praises to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'alevim bekinoiris benevolim ubematzaltaim, different types of music instruments. Many, many music instruments. On the 15 steps that go down from Eretz Yisrael, there's a Noshim, because as the Beis HaMikdash is built, the more you go enter Beis HaMikdash, the higher it is. So Eretz Yisrael, which is more interior than Eretz Noshim, was 15 steps higher than Eretz Noshim. Why Tafka 15 steps? Keneged 15 shiramalus shebetehilim. Connected to 50 shiramas you have in Tehillim, shalem umdim alavim b'shir, that's where the leim stand to sing the song and to play the instruments. So the Gemara Chassidim and Shemaise, so the Gemara, what do they say? Yeshbim shayorimim ashraich yeldusi shlo biyash eziknusi. It's beautiful and beauty in my childhood that didn't make my old age embarrassed. Elu and Shemaise, these are the tzaddikim from birth, they were always tzaddikim. V'yashrei mo'irim, some say, ashreich ziknusi, shekipar sal yildusi. It's ashrei, my old age, that was mechaper, rectify my youth. Elu ba'al yitshuvo. They're ba'al yitshuvo, they went and became tzadikim later. Elu ve'eloi oimrim, ashrei mi sheloi choto. That's the one who never sinned. U'mishichoto, adds here the gears to the side, when he saw them dancing and they were not so with be'im or be'ira, they were with kalus roish. They told him, the fact that we're here, who's here? For the kalus and tzorich, does the Kadosh Baruch Hu need or shvach? Talk about the malachim, thousands of thousands will serve him. The riboy rivivan and tens of thousands kadmoy yikamun are standing in front of him. The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need their praises. Don't feel so lighted. Don't feel in such a kalus roish. When he saw them doing correctly with aim and yiro, have omar. If we're not here, who's here? Shall be shesh the fun of kama kilusim, even though there's many that praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, chaviv yikilusim shal Yisrael yoysim yikol. He wants the praise of Am Yisrael more than anything. My time, what's the source? V'noyim zmiris Yisrael. Dash in the Pasuk, that's naim, it's good for him, the zmiris of Yisrael. Yoyshev tehil Yisrael, he's standing on tehil Yisrael, he wants the tehil of Am Yisrael more than the malachim. So meaning Hillel Zaken felt that they were not taking it seriously enough. He gave them Musar. Kadosh Baruch Hu has enough malach, he doesn't need us. When he saw they took him seriously, he says, understand the big moment, the important moment that we are, that we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our praise. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Sukkah, Daf Chof Tes.